I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. When the new governor takes office in Vermont come January, they'll be given a new independent analysis about the future of Vermont Health Connect, the state's healthcare website. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, a tripartisan group of lawmakers included the study as part of this year's budget bill.
Is continuing to maintain and operate a state-run website the best way to provide access to healthcare for thousands of Vermonters? That's one of the questions that lawmakers hope this new study will answer. The evaluation will be done by an independent organization under the auspices of the legislature's Joint Fiscal Office. Vermont Health Connect has been plagued with technical problems right from the start, and some important functions for small businesses have never worked. Chittenden Senator Tim Ash says it's critical to have an outside review of Vermont Health Connect to help determine its viability in the future.
Enabling the legislature to make a conclusive decision about how to proceed. Nobody runs for the legislature thinking that all of the priorities they had when they ran for office would be subverted by a healthcare website.
Ash says the report will specifically evaluate the pros and cons of several options, including keeping the current system, being part of a multi-state plan, or joining the federal system.
So what we are really hoping that last element of this report is when we come back, we have an action plan so that we're not going to have this annual discussion about, well, are we getting closer to fixing it? What should we do now? We want the hand-wringing to come to an end.
Lawrence Miller is the chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration. He thinks the review will show that the administration is methodically working through its list of issues to make the website function properly.
It'll provide some good basis for decision-making going forward. I think we have a very clear understanding of the range of defects in the system and what needs to happen to fix those, and that's reasonably well on track.
Miller also thinks the independent review will document the enormous challenges facing Vermont Health Connect right from the start.
I think this was really set up for failure from the beginning, and the need to do a turnaround on a project of this scale while business was in operations was a real challenge.
The independent study will cost up to $250,000. The money will come from funds that had previously been allocated to the Joint Fiscal Office for healthcare reviews. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.